Hello, and welcome to the ID Talk podcast. My name is Peter Counter, and I am the editor-in-chief of Fine Biometrics, the internet's leading resource for news, interviews, and industry leadership in digital identity management. At Fine Biometrics, we recently concluded our 18th annual year-in-review event, and one of the most interesting key findings from our survey was the rise in popularity of iris recognition, which joined fingerprint and face recognition in the top three most exciting modalities for the first time in the survey's history. That's the starting point for today's episode, in which Fine Biometrics founder Peter O'Neill interviews Mohammed Murad, Vice President of Global Sales and Business Development at IrisID. Murad and O'Neill discuss the ascent of iris biometrics, along with other year-in-review topics, such as the need for biometrics in healthcare, before taking a deep dive on the topic of iris authentication in the enterprise, focusing specifically on the benefits and practicalities of using the contactless biometric modality for workforce management. The interview ends with a high-level view of what markets are ready to adopt biometrics and a preview of what's next for IrisID. Murad is a veteran of the biometrics industry, and it's always a treat to have him on the podcast. So without further ado, it is my pleasure to present IrisID's Mohammed Murad right here on the ID Talk podcast.
Welcome to the ID Talk podcast. My name is Peter O'Neill, and I am the president of Fine Biometrics and Mobile ID World. And I'm very pleased to welcome today Mohammed Murad, who is the Vice President, Global Sales and Business Development at IrisID and a long-term friend and colleague in the biometric industry. Welcome, Mohammed.
Thank you very much, Peter. Good to be here.
Listen, we just, as you know, finished our 18th annual year-in-review survey. I can't believe it's been 18 years. And this year, there were over 900 respondents weighing in on the key biometric topics. And one of the more interesting things that we found was the increasing popularity in iris biometrics for the past year. And for the first year ever, actually, it was in the top three most exciting modalities alongside the used-to-be leader, fingerprint, and the leader right now, which is face. What do you think is driving all this popularity?
Well, Peter, first of all, congratulations on the 18th year in the biometric industry. You know, we are all, and we have known each other for the last of those 18 years, eh?
I think so, too.
So anyway, what's driving the interest in iris is basically the ability of being a very accurate, fast, and most importantly, non-contact biometric. So we have seen the demand for iris recognition increasing in last several years now. You know, before that, we were just doing an education, educating the market on what is the technology, how well it performs, et cetera. But in last few years, we have seen a demand growth in different applications for iris recognition. And in the last 12 months, as we are all suffering through this pandemic time, people are gravitating towards a non-contact modality, which can deliver the accuracy and speed promised to them. So that's, we believe that is one of the reasons that iris recognition is getting popularity. And the other part is people are starting to learn more about biometrics, and they realize that it is an essential and could be an essential tool for protecting privacy and granting access to the information of facilities where, you know, we're in a very controlled environment. So the accuracy, the speed, the non-contact, I would say those are the three elements that are increasing the popularity of our technology.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting, Mohammed. You know, like it used to be fingerprint. You know, 18 years ago, it was all fingerprint all the time, and then it changed, and face became really popular when Apple put the facial recognition in a couple of years back, and now iris has popped up. So yeah, that's a significant shift in our industry. And you know, another interesting thing we saw was the increase in the popularity of healthcare as an area of application for biometrics. And we've always seen healthcare as you know, much in need of biometrics, but it's been rather slow to the uptake, a bit behind financial services, for example. IrisID has been at the forefront of leadership in the healthcare space, And you recently wrote a blog post about biometric patient ID. How would you gauge the readiness of the healthcare space when it comes to adopting biometrics? And what specific benefits does IRIS bring to that market?
Well, you know, the first obvious one is the ability to provide a true identity authentication without touching anything. So the reason biometrics had always had a little bit of a friction to be used in healthcare is because of the contact nature. And everybody was gravitating to fingerprints. I don't know if you recall, I'm sure you recall that whole HIPAA discussion where how the workstation needs to be locked, and then only the physician who is supposed to have access to that workstation can use. And there was a lot of discussion about inclusion of biometrics, but then there were challenges where what if they're wearing gloves, and what if somebody touches that fingerprint, and all those other things that in healthcare you have to be very careful. So we feel that in the healthcare industry in general, biometric can play a very integral part in protecting the data, one, making sure the services rendered to the individual are deserving. So it can also play an integral role in basically providing the insurance industry a guarantee that the services were rendered. Mm-hmm. So that's where the patient registration come in play, where, you know, very quietly things are moving along, and we have, you know, over several dozen of medical facilities where they're using our technology for patient registration integrated into some of our key partner applications. So patient registration is important, and we have been providing in the healthcare industry for blood banks security and laboratory security. You know, CDC has been using our technology for many, many years for those labs where they keep all sorts of stuff for research. So we have been playing in the healthcare sector for quite some time, but I believe the technology and the industry is ready to bring these technologies to the forefront to identify the patients, help the employees with time and attendance, help the employees for access control, et cetera.
Well, and not to mention with the pandemic, remote everything and all of that stuff as well. So, you know, we agree. We think it's going to be a very a hot and aggressive market moving forward. The need is there. Now, our respondents to the survey, those 900, continue to prefer frictionless biometric experiences and feel safer with touchless solutions now as well. Beyond the obvious hygiene benefits, what do contactless solutions bring to security deployments?
Well, I mean, I think it's the convenience factor. I mean, hygiene is one factor, and the other one is convenience. And I always talk about this, you know, before the pandemic started last February, I was traveling in Asia and I crossed the immigration border, and the guy asked me to put your fingerprint on here. And I looked at the reader. I was like, what? I am not going to do this. But then he looked at me that I was reluctant. So he came around and he cleaned it with alcohol and have me put my finger. So the idea of frictionless biometric experience is basically I come in front of a device, it captures my biometric, and there I go. So it's basically an obvious just stop and go rather than getting involved in touching or doing something else. And then, of course, the whole premise of the biometric is to be able to identify me and apply security to my data or whatever else I'm doing.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, you know, and I think also speed and convenience really are sort of key in that regard as well.
Criminals, hackers, and terrorists are becoming more sophisticated. That means security is more important than ever. Moving people quickly, safely, and securely through public and private places is essential. IRIS recognition has become an important security tool. It's accurate, fast, and contactless, a must in the era of COVID-19. It's in use at data centers, airports, manufacturing facilities, office buildings, healthcare settings, large-scale ID programs, and more. It provides an end-to-end security solution. For more information, contact us at irisid.com.
Now, IRIS-ID is a leader in time and attendance solutions. This is a very hot market as well, having launched the award-winning IRIS Time platform just this past fall. It's such an important area of workforce management, and I'm curious, what kind of legacy systems do you see businesses using currently for time and attendance tracking before upgrading to biometrics, and why should they be upgrading to biometrics?
So, you know, time and attendance is a centuries old process. You know, people have been counting people's time, all they work and they get paid. So it's been transforming over that period. And like 50 plus years ago, you know, or maybe 100 years ago, you had time cards and people were using time cards. And then they transformed into other sort of product line. But biometric was basically introduced into that business by the introduction of hand readers back in the late 80s or early 90s. And they really, hand readers basically transformed that whole business and introduction of biometrics into time and attendance that allows the employers to avoid any buddy punching or any discrepancies in the payroll process. And we see that whole concept growing, and then there will be different pieces in the time and attendance market of different products and applications they'll use. You indicated earlier working from remote and home. So employees are working at home and there are time and attendance companies that they're putting applications that on their tablets or mobile phone or PC that people clock in and clock out. And that is a temporary effort. People are going to come back to the office. And when they come back to those facilities, they will be asked to clock in. And what is the best way to clock in to be have a device that is contactless or touch-free or frictionless that you present yourself and identify and speed and accuracy is there, will be identified the individual and move on and their time is clocked. What we did with building our device, which is the IT100, you talked about the IRIS Time we announced in September. The idea was we wanted to take that approach far ahead of what other devices can do. We built a device where we know that there are solutions and solution partners who are building these applications on Android and tablets and phones, et cetera. We want those applications to sit on that device. So we built a device which is the combination of a very strong biometric authentication solution and a tablet combined together. So now they can take all the benefits of the tablet and a strong biometric, plus they don't need to worry about hanging other things, so opening the door or turning the light on or connecting to the network. All those interfaces are built right into the device. And we're getting a great response. We are in discussions with many vendors. One of them is Paychex. They have been using IRIS. They love it. Most of their customers love it. We have some major other vendors that we are providing the technology to. So there is a great interest of having this solution to be deployed in enterprise time and attendance applications.
So what I was hearing there is that there are some benefits beyond the pure time and attendance part that you bring to businesses in terms of administration processes, the workforce management, perhaps fraud protection. Can you talk a little bit more about that aspect of it?
So, you know, basically, we are providing a device with a very strong biometric authentication. And by building a device that allows you to build customized application to fit the need of that customer or that enterprise, now it opens up a whole new chapter for system integrators to tweak those applications to fit that particular need and allow the enterprise to provide security to their employees, provide the performance to their employees, and to have a true interaction. So the device basically becomes an endpoint that can be a, not only a collection for a device for the data, but also be a push of information to that particular employee. Maybe give you an example, you know, in the morning, everybody's clocking in, clocking out. They just go and they clock in and go away. But during the day, if they want to apply for a vacation, so if you have an application that will allow you to go to that device, so now that device, not only just the device, it turned into a little kiosk. I go up, I identify myself, I pick the function I want. Hey, I want to see how much overtime I worked this week. All that information from payroll services or HR services can be pushed to the device. So the applications can be numerous for the enterprises. So we are pretty excited about having this part of an enterprise application.
Well, that would be a huge improvement to the bottom line, I would think, plus tremendously convenient for the end user who are your employees. So it's a real win-win, I think. And as mainstream as biometrics have become, and you and I have spoken about this a lot in the past, I still get the impression some small and mid-sized businesses still see the technology as sort of futuristic, reserved for larger corporations. What types of businesses should look to biometrics for time and attendance? And what is the deployment experience for Iris Time? What's it like?
So let's take this in two or three segments for an answer. So deployment experience, our goal has always been that the deployment experience needs to be seamless for the deployer, who could be a system integrator, or a local HR person that in the company or IT person, and it needs to be a flawless experience for the end user. And those are the attributes that we have tried to build into that device. So what we see from an experience perspective, customers are really gravitating towards the look of the device, the functionality, the way it behaves and reacts towards when the individual walks up to the device. But the other question was, what size of business? Frankly speaking, biometric was looked at. Yes, only the big guys can afford. No. What we have done since the introduction of the phone with a biometric, we believe that any organization of any size should be able to utilize the security performance of biometric in their organization. So the way we have built the device, it can be used for 5-person office, or it could be used for 5,000 people enterprise. So there is no more distinction that only the large corporations with the technical capabilities can utilize this. Anyone can utilize this. And that's why we focused on building a device that was Android-based. So we have an ecosystem of partners who can build these applications, and anyone can go and put those applications on the device and run.
You know, you raise a very good point, and that, you know, when Apple did put a biometric on their mobile device, it really did change things almost overnight. And then you couple that with just the deployments around the globe with biometrics now, whether you're going through an airport or whether you're going to your gym, and now with healthcare and the payment industry and all the rest of it. So I really do see a dramatic change there. But it all sort of started off when Apple put that fingerprint sensor on the iPhone.
Iris ID's new Iris Time IT100 time clock for the modern workforce offers companies a fast and accurate way to track employee time and attendance. It's also contactless, a necessity in this COVID-19 era. It uses iris and face recognition technology to verify identity. Workers simply look into a camera, and it takes less than 2 seconds. Iris Time is unaffected by gloves, goggles, masks, glasses, and head coverings. It truly is the time clock for the modern workplace. For more information, contact us at irisid.com.
Now, we've spoken about healthcare and we've spoken about enterprises and time and attendance. Where else can iris recognition make a difference as we look to make society safer and more secure during this pandemic?
I mean, it's a very, very complicated question. So let's take, you indicated the travel experience, okay? And we know one of the safety or security parameter that starts with your port or your airport, that sort of thing. So by including the technology in those solution, and it is contactless or frictionless, you want to call it, or touchless, it allows us to have that secure parameter for our society. And then the people who belong there are supposed to be coming in and out. Otherwise, you're not allowed. And you're seeing a lot of these airports and other travel entities or hubs are looking at non-contact biometrics. Of course, a lot of them are gravitating towards face because it's easy, it's omnipresent, it's in your passport, it's in your national ID, in your ID card, your driver's license, etc. But they are also realizing, along with that, they need other modality that will increase the level of security and ease of use. And that's where they start looking at iris recognition. And of course, the accuracy piece where if I don't have any credentials, I need the second modality, that will be iris. So we can identify a person in a very large population of one to many.
Yeah, I really like your example of the travel industry, because it's one of the most challenged in these times. And what we're hearing is that having frictionless biometrics is the only way we are going to be able to travel again. So there's quite an urgent need in that regard, and it's happening right now. It's quite remarkable.
Yeah, and I mean, if you see, I'm sorry, Peter, but if I hear a lot about these vaccination cards, et cetera. So wouldn't it be great is instead of me carrying a card that somehow I have my biometrics securing that data, because, you know, it's health information. I don't want everybody else to know what kind of other vaccinations I have beside this. So all that information can be secure by biometrics. It could be on a card, so you can do one-to-one verification. Yes, this person, this card belongs to this person, so that means they were vaccinated, et cetera. So there are lots of little ideas that people are talking about use of biometrics in secure travel.
You know, and that's not so much of a little idea. I you know, that's a really important data privacy protection area. So thank you very much for raising that. It, critically important. And what's next for Iris IDEA as we look toward 2021?
Oh, lots of cool stuff. We know you talked about travel industry. We're going to focus on technologies that can be incorporated into kiosks. We're going to be focusing technologies that will make that frictionless experience at the airport. So we are making a lot of investment in those spaces where the ease of use and performance is top on the radar.
And just in summary, how can listeners get in touch to learn more about your company?
Well, they can always visit us, www.irisid.com, or they can send a note at sales@irisid.com.
Mohammed, as always, a pleasure speaking with you. And this ends our ID Talk podcast.
Thank you very much, Peter. Great to be with you.
And so concludes our interview with Mohammed Murad, Vice President of Global Sales and Business Development for Iris ID. To learn more about the topics discussed in this episode, visit irisid.com. I'd like to thank Mohammed for joining us on this episode. And thank you to Peter O'Neill for conducting the interview. Our podcast theme music is by Logomrad. I have been your host, Peter Counter. Thank you for listening to the ID Talk podcast.